Cardinals survive. I think that's the right word. 34-33. They beat the Minnesota Vikings in one of the more entertaining games of the weekend in the NFL. Here to talk about it with us, our buddy Lorenzo Alexander, NFL analyst, joins us here on Bickley and Murata. Morning, Zo. How are you?
I'm doing great. I didn't win in my fantasy league, but I'm doing great. The Cardinals won. The Bills won. It was a good weekend.
How bad did you lose in your fantasy game, Lorenzo?
Well, I'm down by 7 points right now, and he still has, I think, Devontae Adams still hasn't played. I think they play tonight or something, Monday Night Football.
They do, yeah.
Yeah, so he's won. And it's a little kid, too. It's like an eight-year-old, you know, that's beating me. So that's that makes it even worse. Yeah, I'm playing like my son's flag football league.
Yeah. All right, when you take a look as a defensive player who made a living chasing around quarterbacks, what are you seeing from Kyler Murray? Because I can imagine the frustration defenses are having chasing this cat around, not being able to get him, and now he's just making lethal plays out of nothing.
Yeah, I mean, and I've faced some of the great ones, you know, throughout my career when I played. When you think about Lamar Jackson, you know, as a recent, or even Michael Vick back in the day, it's a problem because most defenses, you don't account for the quarterback at all in the run game. And anytime a guy like that can be the X factor with his legs, plus on what he's been able to do from the pocket as far as maturing, it is going to be a problem because you always have a chance. There's always a possibility for him to scramble and turn something in from, you know, maybe a 2 or 3 yard gain if it's like a normal cat, you know, back there running around, to a 50-yard touchdown. And it's just really frustrating because as a defensive end or somebody that's rushing the passer, you could do everything right. And because he has this superhuman ability to make you look silly and still be able to have the patience and the eyes to go downfield, it's just frustrating.
Lorenzo Alexander, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. On the other side, I mean, I'm sure Minnesota is frustrated with the way that game ended. But for the Cardinals, and I mean, you spent so much time in the league, and I'm sure you had those games where your team walked away with the win and you felt like, all right, man, we got away with one. When you have that feeling, Zoe, what does it do? What can it do for the psyche of a football team moving forward when you steal one of those?
Right. Well, first of all, it's always better to learn when you win than to learn in a loss.
Yes.
Because obviously these W's count and add up, especially when, you know, as tight as this NFC West is going to be down as far as playoffs and, you know, field position or playoff position and all that type of stuff. But I think if you are a true competitor and a true craftsman of your skill set in your profession, that you have to be real with yourself. You have to be aware about how you actually played and be humble enough to grow in that and not allow the win to blind you or become a blind spot to some of the flaws that you may have presented. You know, and obviously, like defensively, guys being out of the run gaps, some mental errors coming up, maybe some technique stuff showing its head that's not allowing you to make plays. You have to make sure that you don't allow the win to cloud your perspective on those things and make you feel like, well, we won, so I'm okay. Right. Where in reality, those things put you in that position because this, you know, when you look at this game, they played well enough to win because they won. They put themselves in a position where they put, put the field goal kicker on the line. But, you know, whether it was turnovers, whether it was not being in a run gap to be able to tackle a guy, getting your hands off, you know, obviously coverage early on in that game and be able to set the tone, which was much different than in the Tennessee Titans game when they came out, stuffed the run, shut them down. So that confidence wasn't there. So there's just a couple of things, and they're little things. But the little things add up to big things, especially in the NFL when wins are, you know, won. You know, that line is very incremental as far as you winning or losing, as we saw in the game.
It seems to me that Isaiah Simmons is playing with his speed and he's playing fast and he's putting a helmet on guys. Yeah. But Zaven Collins, the snaps are not there, which is kind of interesting. And in week one, they said, well, it's because we got a big lead on Tennessee and they went to throwing and we went nickel a dime. And so we couldn't put him on the field there. He didn't start yesterday. What do you think's happening with Zaven Collins?
He's just a rookie that's not ready yet. And that happens. I mean, I think we have kind of transitioned to this time where we want, you know, all our young guys to play. But there was a once upon a time when I got in the league, Sean Taylor wasn't the starter. He was covering kicks. And developed into the best safety that we knew. But he wasn't a starter for the Washington football team when he first got in the league. And I think we have, you know, started to lie to ourselves, like we're paying these guys these money, so they're going to be ready or be better than the person or the option in front of us, where we all know experience can overcome, you know, athleticism and size and talent any day of the week. And so I think that needs to be some grace period. I think Zaven needs to continue to obviously work on his fundamentals, hands, eyes, understanding the defense and putting himself in great position, especially in pass coverage, because we all know he can come downhill. But while he's working, or while he's waiting, he needs to be working, and I think he needs to be on special teams. And I don't know if he's covering kicks or punts. I was going to actually look at that today, because that's what Isaiah Simmons did last year after he had that bad game versus the 49ers, and they benched him for the most part of the season and played him incrementally. He started covering kickoffs and being on the punt team, and that's where I think Zaven can make his presence known, because he's a big body that can run. He can create some mismatches there and still contribute to the team. Not the way he wants to, but at least he's out there on the field getting acclimated to the speed of the game in space, which is going to then later on add to his game as a linebacker.
Lorenzo Alexander, our guest here on Bickley and Marotta Mornings. All that being said, though, the Cardinals were so definitive right after they drafted Zaven Collins. He's our starter day one. It became a story.
Right.
It created a situation with Jordan Hicks. I believe that was a huge mistake when it happened, and obviously we're seeing the results of that. I mean, what can be gained by making a proclamation that early on a player that you really haven't seen play at the NFL level?
Nothing. I mean, nothing at all. I can't even think of a good situation outside of, you know, this is our guy. We're this sure about him. But, I mean, you just never know what can happen and what can transpire, and you put yourself in a bad spot. So, and, you know, the NFL is based on competition. You know, Wolf talks about it all the time. As far as players are concerned, it is a meritocracy, and it comes out in practice, in games, you know, in the meeting rooms, and it really adds a lot of pressure to the rookie, because now, oh, I'm the starter, I'm coming in, and you already have a veteran that was there that's done it for a long time at a great level. That puts a lot of pressure on a guy like that. So I think, though, it's only negative things that can really come out of it. Obviously, you have to just kind of go with the situation. It's out there now, and he has to just not allow that pressure to overcome him where he can't continue to get better as a football player.
All right, you've been on good teams. You've been on not-so-good teams. If you were a Cardinals fan, how excited would you be by the first 2 weeks of this season?
I am a Cardinals fan, but I'm a player, so I have an internal perspective of what goes on, right? And so I even as much as I hate to say this, this you know, you always hit it, not too high, not too low. This team still hasn't defined itself, right? And when you're in the locker room, as far as film, it's always 4 weeks. You know, 4 weeks, you start to see a trend. 2 weeks really doesn't really tell you anything. You can see some sparks here and there. Like, we know Kyler has grown from the pocket, and we want to continue to see him develop there. He had a couple of mistakes, but what I really loved was how he responded to adversity. Last year, I think he would have shut down at some point, and they would have lost that game, or he wouldn't have continued to play and bounce back. I really like what I see from Rondale Moore and how he's been explosive and giving them opportunities down the field and making some big plays with his legs. And then defensively, I'm kind of unsure, because we saw Jekyll and Hyde, right? We saw last week, you know, the 5 sacks, which I know is an outlier, but they only had 1 sack this week, and the pressure wasn't quite there up the middle, which I thought they would dominate, especially when you think about the interior lineman they have, and they didn't create any turnovers. So I want to see how this continues to develop over the next 2 weeks. Was this the anomaly this past week, or was the first week the anomaly as far as who they're going to be defensively? So for me, my judgment is still out, but I'm very hopeful. I like what I see, especially from QB1 and what he's been able to do, throwing that rock around. And let me say this, Chase Edmonds, I love his vibe, the way he's been running the rock.
Yeah.
I think he's averaging over 5 yards a carry, and he had a big, and I don't know if anybody caught this on that pass,
yeah,
where the zero blitz, he actually, and I don't know if they coached this, and so I would love to be able to ask Cliff this, he like fake blocked Harrison and then went and got the other linebacker, and it slowed down Harrison enough, just enough for Kyler Murray to get the ball off. So it just some of those things that go unseen in the game that really showed up, Chase Edmonds is doing it in the run game as well as protecting the passer.
Well, your Bills got all after Tua yesterday, so I know you're a happy guy.
Yeah. I just got to figure out how to be the 8-year-old now, and I'd be good to go.
Thank you, Zoe.
Thanks for the time, as always.